Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of Stable Geniuses. I, as usual, am your host, Eagle, and I'd like to welcome you all to a very special episode. The interviews contained herein were recorded by myself and my sound producer, Reggie, while we were at BronyCon this year. We sat down with some various attendees and had just a bit of a talk with them about, you know, how they were feeling, how they were enjoying the convention, and what they thought of it coming to an end. Please keep in mind that all these interviews were recorded pretty much on the floor of the con itself, and so background noise is very much a thing despite our best efforts. And they're relatively raw. That being said, let's dive right into our first interview.
Good evening, my little ponies. Welcome back to Stable Geniuses. We're here live at BronyCon with a couple of attendees. Why don't you introduce yourselves to the ponies, folks?
Hi, I'm Rain.
And I'm Daddy Dog.
So, as you can hear, we have a child and parent in tow. So, why come here to BronyCon? What's it to you?
Well, I started out with Generation 3, pretty late into that series, and immediately fell in love with the fourth generation. And when I finally was able to convince my dad to take me to the biggest My Little Pony convention, I was so excited, and it was great, and we came back for 3 other years.
Awesome. So, what about you, Dad?
Basically, she had asked me to come, and so I brought her. And actually kind of fell in love with the fandom myself. Was like, you know, how accepting everyone is of each other. And it was a couple of years that we've been, this is our fourth year, that there was shootings going on all over the world, all over the country. People couldn't walk outside beside each other. But yeah, you step inside this convention with all walks, all lives, and nobody's judgmental. Everybody accepts everybody for who they are, and it's just, you know, it's very interesting. I made a comment to my daughter the first year we came that maybe this fandom really does have it right.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, I know it's all a sad moment seeing it go, but what's next for y'all?
Not sure.
We're trying to find another con that's possibly just as great, though we probably won't be able to find that. This con is really one of a kind, and if I could go to another convention like Harmony Con or Bats Con, then that's always up my alley, so.
Yeah, definitely. I'm personally looking forward to Harmony Con myself year two. I wasn't able to make year one, but I'm a Dallas resident now, so just, I don't even have to rent a hotel. I drive 20 minutes, I'm there.
Very nice. We actually drive 400 miles
from
here, from North Carolina.
Ah, so got, actually, yeah. No, Crystal Lanza live in South Carolina. But a couple of my author friends, do you read fan fiction much? Not really?
Unfortunately, no, but it is definitely something that I am intrigued by.
Yeah. Fan fiction was my gateway drug, sort of. It was Doctor Who's fix that got me over my denial. After going from sleep-induced haze watching Rainbow Rocks because I'm too late, tired to get off the couch and go across the room for the remote.
Right.
Then a month and a half later, I'm like, what's all this pony about anyways? What's all this hubbub? And the first week of my next college semester, I binged all 4 seasons in a week. And within about 5 days. And then I spent a month and a half in denial until I created a fanfic account to keep track of which fics I had and hadn't read.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I can see that being about half the fandom anyways, so.
Probably. Okay. Tough question here. Who's your favorite pony?
100% Luna. Derpy and Fluttershy coming in as a close second.
It's a very good answer.
Yep.
Luna is best princess.
Yes.
Don't you know?
Yes! Of course, if they had added Skylar instead of this Flurry Heart, then Skylar would have been Skyla. Best princess.
Yes, I but do love Skylar.
They gave us Flurry Heart instead.
She's got her good points.
Yes. I'm proud of Flurry, but I wish it was Skylar.
Skyla, not Skylar.
Whatever.
But
I've seen it both ways.
Yeah.
Things get so jumbled around in the fandom. It's hard to figure out what's true and what's not.
Yeah, that... Out of all the next-gen stuff that I've seen, the stuff that, I can't think of the name now. The Skylaverse characters are some of my favorite, along with Pandora.
Oh.
Do you know who she is?
I am a huge fan of Greek mythology, so of course I would know.
No. The fanfic character.
Oh.
She is the daughter of Discord and Twilight.
Fitting name.
And generally hangs around with the modish daughter of Pinky and Cheese Sandwich.
Ah.
It is... I wish there were more Pandora fics out there.
That honestly sounds awesome.
It is. It's worth looking up. But... I've taken up enough of your time. Thank you, folks, for sitting down with us. I hope you enjoy the rest of the con, all right?
After we spoke with Rain and her father, we caught up with a group of people playing a tabletop game, although with as crowded as tabletop gaming was this year, they had actually opted to use the floor outside. Matter of fact, what they were playing was the Fallout Equestria tabletop game system developed by Dead Tree Studios. And in fact, two of the people playing were some of the minds behind this game. And I sat and I ended up playing with them for a while. And during the course of that, we recorded an interview.
Well, okay, ponies, our next group, we've crashed a tabletop game session. A little
How
bit rudely.
How dare you?
Yes, terrible of me, that's our GM here. So, but... I know some of them. They're a bit of a nutty group, but they're friends of mine. And so why don't you introduce yourselves to the ponies, folks?
Hello, I'm Boonhoof from Dead Tree Studios. How you doing out there?
I'm Amy. I'm just here playing it.
Hi, I'm Tufty, also known as Flimflam Flummox. I do voice acting for Dead Tree and also other things.
I'm Jared Mosquito. I am an illustrator. I'm not sure what else I need to say about that. I'm also a moderator on the Dead Tree Studios Discord.
I'm Brilliant Verve. I'm a prop maker and artist.
I'm Vital Mender, and I'm just here because Moonkeep's here.
And I'm Shadow Dreamer. I play Quickstitch on the Dead Tree beta game.
And a very exciting group. So y'all have helped develop this game. How did this get started? What gave you the idea?
Oh, boy. So... God, the first Brewery Con I ever went to was back in 2013, and it was actually there, because I had only gotten to ponies the year prior. It might have been 2012. I don't know. It's been a while. It's been a long, long few years. But I ended up being introduced to just Fallout Equestria, just as a whole. I had no idea what it was. I'd had a friend of mine before mention that it was terrible. But I think that's because he'd inadvertently got slogged down with a bunch of just random side effects. You know, back in the early days when everyone and their mother was trying to...
imitate and, of course, hop the hype train.
Oh, of course. So I was told what it is, and someone just like, yeah, it's, you know, there's stuff. It's Fallout and the horses. So I was immediately on board. The Fallout Equestria system has existed in some form or another for ages.
Right.
Ended up running into Zen on the IRC server, and the rest is honestly history.
Yeah, very much so. That being said, how are y'all enjoying the final Brewery Con?
It's going pretty well. I'm a bit tired and partied out, but that's a good thing.
That is the way to con. right there.
Yeah.
If you aren't tired, you are doing it wrong, folks.
I've been walking around, taking pictures with people, posing with other cosplayers. Went to a gala, learned how to waltz. That was fun.
Ah, you went to Spike's panel, did you?
No, I went to the gala.
Or you learned waltz at the gala.
Yeah, somebody that I met was like, hey, do you know how to waltz? And I was like, no. And she was like, okay, let me show you. And it was like... Yeah.
Did you see the proposal? That was awesome.
Oh, yes, that was so cute, I almost cried. That was so sappy, and I am just a sucker for sappy romantic stuff.
Loki and Ember got engaged.
Yeah, those are two of my best friends.
Oh, awesome. There you go.
They are
his roommate.
Yeah, 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 no, I have the Loki. I actually dragged him with me to the first BronyCon.
Nice.
The best part about the fandom is that, you know that whole, like, you're 6 degrees of separation from any other person in the world in terms of relationships?
Here
in the
it
fandom,
turns into
it's
about
more like,
two.
Yeah, and the fandom's more like two or three. It's great.
Yeah. Who needs a bacon number? We have the Brony number.
Mm-hmm.
And... Thus, I mean, I love the gala. It's personally, the gala is my absolute favorite thing about BronyCon. And one of my, the series of episodes leading up to this point has been me interviewing the gala crew. And I'm very much looking forward to, they all agreed to come back after and talk to me again.
Oh, nice.
And I'm very much looking forward to that. It's going to be awesome. Because I've met them, like Spike and Twilight are actually... Twilight is the head of the gala, and Spike is the deputy, the people who play them. They're the head and deputy of our cosplay department, and just absolutely amazing.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yes. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. Mosquito, how's the con for you?
The con's been, it's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent a lot of it in the dealer room. Dead Tree Studio has actually done very well this year. It was really surprising how well we did, actually. Most of my impetus for actually showing up here was I haven't been terribly active in the Brony fan for the past few years.
Yeah.
Like, early on, I was doing the Ask Dr. Normal blog and was quasi-pony famous before I dropped off the radar because, you know, work gets busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the last one. So it's a great chance to come and catch up with people you haven't seen in a while. Maybe the last chance to really spend any time with them.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and so I've had a great time doing that.
So usually I kind of ask how people got into the fandom, but I think there's a bit many of y'all to ask that. But my other question has been, what is going to be next for y'all?
Anime.
Yeah.
Hey, when somebody asks you to voice a tentacle monster, you don't ask second questions. You just roll with it and hope it goes well.
This is why Dead Tree keeps you on board.
Wait, isn't he Twitty?
No.
Wait, who's Twitty?
Twitty is someone named Lenzabi.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately, I do not have the gravelly, sonorous voice of Twitty. However, I do voices for them. I do commercials and all that. And
yeah.
Honestly, I'm going the same route. It's just some stuff with the fandom, some stuff not. I'm on a server of like people who like do voice acting, and it's a lot of fun. If there are opportunities to do more stuff in the fandom, I will definitely do them. It's just not quite my brand.
And so Dead Tree is going on from here. They still have a number of books to finish, and y'all are already cracking on your next project as well.
Yep.
Which I was part of the initial test for, which I'm very much looking forward to the finished product.
Did you enjoy that?
I loved it. It was great.
Fantastic.
I was the Centaur Ranger, and I realized after the fact that I should have worked in somewhere that just screamed, for Rohan!
That would have been pretty funny.
Yeah.
I will ride myself into battle.
Good taste.
Yes.
No, I mean, for me personally, just more fandoms, more cons, more tabletop games. But for Dead Tree as a whole, after this, probably the next major summer con we're going to start going to is Gen Con. mainly just due to the fact that it's the longest running tabletop gaming convention. They just recently celebrated their 50th anniversary. So.
Aren't you guys also going to be at PAX Unplugged in December?
We are attempting. I am not sure if we'll be able to get a panel, but considering the location to the majority of us, we are going to try and be there as well. Like I said, I'll be at CiderFest in November.
Anyways, awesome. I love this. Things like this, getting to make this happen and stuff is why I am staff. I love helping make con happen and seeing people enjoy it and things. And, I mean, y'all aren't some of the naysayers saying the fandom is dying, are y'all?
Oh, no.
Of course not.
I remember being on a panel, or being in a panel, where someone was just like, oh, because this was back in, 2015 or something, the fandom's gonna die, the fandom's gonna die, and I happen to be the last person to get the microphone. Like, what's your thing? Evangelion's been off the air for, 20 years at this point in time, and there are still diehard Ava Bros. Fandoms don't die, they just change.
20 years.
Have
20
you ever
years
met
you've
a
been
Trekkie.
Doing this shit.
Right.
It's not going to die. Maybe,
it might get smaller. There's probably gonna be less conventions, but that doesn't mean it's dead.
Yeah,
we
and
are
like,
not done yet.
If the fandom was dying,
there
wouldn't be so many people at BronyCon this year, even if it is the last one, and I wouldn't have been able to start a song circle with my friend Looney in the lobby.
I mean, exactly. Charlie's gone on record, the chair of Whitney City Insider Fest, has gone on record saying that so long as there is, life in the fandom, he will still keep running conventions.
Yeah. I mean, have any of y'all done the scavenger hunt at all?
The scavenger hunt?
There is. I'm actually the guy running it.
There's a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. You can ask at info desk in the morning. It keeps running until the noon or so. But I'll tell you this. Each of those, have y'all seen, Vital probably knows about it, the runes that are on stuff. Like the backs of our shirts.
Oh, yeah. Those cryptic sigil-y things.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a language.
Okay.
It's just a cipher that we had handouts for breaking it, but in the end, there's a series of 6 buttons for the scavenger hunt, and they spell out a simple phrase. That one message I wanted to leave. I'm the guy who ran it. Moon knows this. But the phrase spells out together forever. And that was my last thing I wanted to leave this con with, is that we are bound by this, by our love of this show, by our fandom, and we are together forever as long as we have that. Whether we are separate or together, physically, mentally, what have you, we're always together in our hearts. And thank you for listening to this episode, folks. We'll see you next time.
Welcome back again, ponies. Actually, when we previously spoke with the folks from Dead Tree Studios, I forgot to get a rather important soundbite. I'm here to ask a rather important question. What is y'all's opinion of the Project Horizon story?
Well, there are a lot of people who love Project Horizons. There are a lot of people who hate Project Horizons. We here at Dead Tree Studios believe that there is one major change that needed to happen to Project Horizons for it to truly be a wonderful, wonderful story. It needed to end with a novella by Little Pip. Because at that point in time, it explains away all of the inconsistencies, it explains away all of the power fantasy, and it explains why for the first 10 or so chapters, it's just alcoholic Little Pip.
Just out of curiosity, what is this change?
Oh, this change. So, it needed one more paragraph at the end. The ending ends how it normally does. There's the last word, everything, the paragraph. It ends exactly how it does. And then it ends with Little Pip pushes away from her terminal, stretches her back out, cracks her hooves, and turns around to Homage and says, "So, what'd you think?" But yeah, that's basically DTS's story. It needed to be a fan fiction by Little Pip, otherwise it just doesn't make sense.
Perfect. Thanks, Moon. Both those interviews were recorded Saturday evening, so fast forward to late Sunday morning. First up, we ran into the one, the only, Flim and Flam. Well, I suppose that would be the two, the only. Or, what can I say, they were two of a kind, and after talking to them, I made sure my wallet was still where it began. Flim and Flam, folks.
Hello again, ponies, and actually we have a couple of very special guests here. They showed up, Flim and Flam.
The two and only.
Thank you very much.
And so far, I've checked myself. I still have all my fingers. My wallet's still in my pocket, surprisingly, but thank you for sitting down.
That's only for now.
We'll see if that changes by the time the interview's done, right, boys? So what brings you all to BronyCon this year?
BronyCon. BronyCon.
That's it.
BronyCon. Can you believe it?
I mean,
I know the nerve of them.
Your biggest chance at, well, business of the year, right?
Every year.
Like
every year. We make
depends
a huge
on how you
profit.
Define business.
Good. So is this y'all's first, last?
About a six.
Round about that. I find it offensive that you ask if it was our last, though. Considering.
Freudian slip, boys, that's all it is. Consider that I've been functioning on, like, a ridiculously long days in a little sleep.
I'm not actually offended by that.
No, I know. But clarification.
Well, we are here because BronyCon is incredible, and that's really all there is to it.
That it is. I mean, so many people, it's just amazing. Even though I've seen plenty of LineCon, it's still awesome that people are that dedicated to stand in said lines.
Yeah. That's correct. Well, it wouldn't be as bad if it had the other half, but you know.
Yeah. But either way, it's still an opportunity for people to make new friends, experience something completely new, so this is the best place to do it.
See some very cool costumes, such as yours, gentlemen. Did y'all make these?
I had a friend make the vest, yes. The rest we just...
purchased khakis, hats, shorts and shirts.
Ties.
Yeah, pretty easy to get, but they're still very nice.
Thank you very much.
Our high-quality beverage, as you can very plainly see.
Yes.
But if it's called Red Buffalo, why is it green?
We asked the questions here.
Actually, I'm the host. I asked the questions here.
Not anymore.
Nope, we took it over.
So what brings you to BronyCon?
Well, me, I'm staff. I began last year. As a matter of financial issues, I wouldn't have been able to afford to come if I didn't staff, and that was how it began. But I fell in love with it, and because seeing all this, the things you talk about, the people, there is no feeling like knowing you made that to help make that happen, and it's addictive, and I'm going to miss it so much.
We learned that feeling yesterday. We saw another Flim and Flam doing a whole bit, doing a whole skit, everything. And it turns out that they did it because they saw our skit last year and said, we need to do that. Yeah. And they did. And it was fantastic.
We've been doing it for years. And then the scenes that one basically top us.
Yeah, they were better.
Yeah. And hearing the thank you, it meant so much to me.
You know you've succeeded at your goals. Is somebody imitates you.
We had a goal of getting a panel, but, you know, staff.
At least in a panel.
I know, but we're making our own. That was our big goal. But either way.
So it's, we sit here, it's a little past 11:30 and final day. How are y'all feeling about that?
Neither of us have eaten.
We haven't eaten or slept.
So that's all we're thinking
about. We've been on, for the whole weekend, I would say about 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I know that.
So
total, not last night. Like total.
I know.
So we're going to use every last minute that we can for the last...
So we haven't processed it yet, but I'm sure once it's over, we'll be feeling like, well, you know.
Broken down, yeah.
Yeah. I definitely know how you feel, gentlemen. I think that's about it we have for questions, except anything else y'all would like to say to the ponies?
Buy our merch! Buy gold, buy gold, buy gold.
There you go.
We took over. He's out. This is not the Flim Flam show.
It's over. The end.
And after speaking with that notorious pair, we sat down for one other interview. with a couple of people that are near and dear to me, some friends that got to attend, but more than that, one actually hosted a panel this year, packed the house, I was proud to say. And they are both known in certain sections of the community as fanfic authors. One is one of the two authors of No Longer Displaced, and the other writes Ponyville Noir, Wing, and Pony Josiah, respectively.
All right, and we're here with our next couple of guests at BronyCon. Why don't you introduce yourselves to the ponies, folks?
Well, hello, everyone. This is Wing TF McAllister, most often called just Wing because that's my name. I'm a particle physicist. I do science, and I like the colorful cat horses.
Morning, folks. This is Pony Josiah 13. I answer to Josie. I write the Ponyville Noir series on Fem Fiction. Criminal justice major, born and raised in Vermont. Currently working two part-time jobs.
Alright, and this is y'all's first, second, what, BronyCon?
Seventh.
Second.
So, a long timer and a relative newbie. Bit of a mix there, but, I mean, how's it been going for you, gentlemen? Enjoying yourselves? Having fun?
Well, I always have fun. I mean, Eagle, come on, you know. You know the crazy that gets unleashed whenever BronyCon rolls around.
Yes, I'm well aware, Wayne. I was there. I was at the camp. I know. It doesn't matter because Cloudsdale is faster.
Poor Rainbow Dash.
I'm wishing this could never end. Wishing we could do this every year. I deeply regret not going previous years, actually.
It is what it is, though. And, I mean, so what's been y'all's favorite panel so far? Or favorite thing?
Can we use previous years?
Sure, why not?
That would be Crystal and Ansel's panel last year that we attended.
Writing AUs.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, the assault of questions, well, is this an AU?
Oh no! God.
Is that guy? Dan, do you think that guy was serious or was he just trolling?
I have no clue and I don't want to know.
I'm going to go with serious because it makes the narrative more funny.
Yes,
well,
that is true.
Well, it's not to say that stupid and trolling are mutually exclusive.
That's true, but he wasn't necessarily stupid if he was serious. He could have just been, like, legitimately confused. I mean, some people are just, I think slow. Pedantic is the word.
Pedantic, yeah. That's a good one. That's a plus.
Yeah. But that was fun. What about you, Wing?
You know, it's hard for me to say because I've been every year it's been in Baltimore. So I have a lot of memories and things have come a long way. When I first came here, I came as a total surprise because I wanted to just drop in on someone's birthday. I gotta say though, I mean, the vendor hall is usually my top spot. I love going around the vendor hall, but for me, being able to do that panel this year was probably the cream of the crop. It's like full circle almost in a way.
Yeah.
So good.
Top off 7 years when you finally have your own panel and you pack a room out.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is the hour before opening ceremonies and it's science. Who wants that?
Everyone.
By
the way, I have to ask, what did you give that Trixie?
Who or what?
The Trixie.
Yeah, the Trixie. I gave her a plush.
Oh.
I gave her a plush of Trixie. Awesome. It was all part of the plan all along.
I figured it was planned, but I didn't catch what you gave her.
But I didn't know she was going to be in that panel. I saw her outside, and I'm like, oh, this girl's got to be like 8 or something, right?
She Why? Doesn't want to be on a physics panel.
Right. And then I saw her like in the line. I'm like, oh, snaps, maybe she'll get in. And when I was up there, I was like, all right. I got the thing, and I like pull it out of the bag. And I'm like, all right now. I do actually appreciate the great and powerful Trixie, despite the fact that I just burned her pretty bad. Is anyone out there cosplaying Trixie? And that entire row was just like, That's a great BP takeover. Run down, drop it off,
and back up to the stage.
Yep.
That was great. It really was. It's going on noon now, and my usual last question is, how are y'all feeling? There's just a few hours left.
Mildly depressed. I don't get out much, and so being out here is kind of a big deal for me. It's an even bigger deal for my wallet. But yeah, it's paid off really well. I've had fun. I've tried new things, and I get to hang out with two of my best friends from Phantom.
And in the end, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
What about you?
It just ain't the same on Discord.
No, not quite.
Well, you know, I'm getting the bittersweet vibes, but I'm trying to stay in the positive zone because, for me, this is my vacation. I mean, I work all the time. I'm pretty much in a lab working on a particle accelerator nonstop, and so being able to come out and see the friends year after year, yeah, that's pretty awesome. So it's ending. You know, we're not going to be here anymore, which is kind of a downer, but it proved year after year that friendship is actually magic, so it's on us, right? We can meet up, we can plan things, we can do stuff. Yeah. The friendships we got here aren't going away, so see you around.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming on. Have a good rest of the con and a safe trip home.
Oh, thanks for having us, you too, Eagle. You too.
And that about wraps up this episode of Stable Geniuses. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode. It was hosted by me, Eagle, produced by Neon, additional production and sound design by Reggie Kruger, and special thanks to everyone who's helped to make this podcast a reality. Remember, if you have questions, you can reach out to us via podcast@bronycon.org or on Twitter using the hashtag Stable Geniuses. See y'all next time.